everyone, and welcome to another episode of An Uplifting Song Each Week. Have you ever felt like you were at the top of the world and you were just doing everything right, and then all of a sudden everything takes a downturn and you don't know what happened? That's the state of mind I was in when I wrote this song called Believe in Me, God Speaking. And we're going to share that today. Come on back. So according to Oxford's dictionary, believe means to accept something as true or to feel sure of the truth of it. So today's song is about believing in God, or God saying to me, believe in me. I've known in life that if we believe something, we do it automatically. We get up out of bed and we stand on our feet because we believe that they're going to hold us up. We sit in a chair because we believe it's going to hold our weight. So what would happen if we believed, like God said, that He's the one who loves us most? Ever since I wrote this song in about 2004, 2005, I've been working really hard to believe and trust, have faith in the fact that God loves me. Because sometimes, I don't know about you, but sometimes we all can feel unlovable or unloved. Not because the people around us don't love us, or not because we're not lovable, because of the lie that the devil tells us and the remains of things that we experience as children. So today, let's work on our belief system.
And now for the song lyrics to Believe in Me.
I know sometimes it's hard to love. I know sometimes it's hard to give your trust. But when fear overcomes you and you're tempted to give in, just remember that there's really no fear in love, because my perfect love, it casts out fear. Believe in me. I'm the one who loves you most. Believe in me. I'm the one who died for you. Just believe in me. I'll meet you halfway if you try. If you just believe, I'll meet you halfway if you try. You just believe. Things are not always what they seem. The trials that you bear don't mean that I don't really love you or that I've forsaken you. Just remember that I don't allow more than you can bear. Believe in me. I'm the one who loves you most. Believe in me. I'm the one who died for you. Believe in me. I'll meet you halfway if you try. Believe. It doesn't matter what you've done. It doesn't matter what's been done to you. All it takes is the belief that I died on that cross for you. Then there's no need for guilt, shame, or fear. My child, be of good cheer. Believe in me. I'm the one who loves you most. Believe in me. I'm the one who died for you. Believe in me. I'll meet you halfway if you try. Believe. Just take my hand and we will try. Believe. So the lyrics were born way before the music was added. I don't know about anybody else, but my creative juices begin flowing when I'm in angst. And boy, was that an angst-ridden time. My only child was away at college in another state. I was in business for myself, and my booming profits had begun to take a hit due to the competition that decided to set itself up right beside me. My mom, who lived with me at the time, was just beginning to exhibit signs of Alzheimer's. So the strong kick-butt woman with whom I lived began to become an uncertain shadow of herself right before my very eyes. I remember going out to my usual corner, setting up my book stand, and waiting and waiting and waiting for my customers to show up. A few did and actually bought a few items, but at the end of 5 hours, I only had $50 to show for time spent out in the cold. I didn't want to arrive home early and worry my mom, so I packed up my van and drove to a place that I always could count on for comfort, the library. Wouldn't you know it? It was closed for renovations. So I sat in my van with the rain pouring down on the windshield and tears pouring down my face as I fussed with God. I reminded him that I was now in my church's Bible college. I was studying and learning more about him than ever before. And that now that I was righter than I'd ever been in my entire life, everything was falling apart. I didn't understand. It wasn't fair. I felt betrayed somehow. I thought that since I was doing his will, answering the call and all, that I was protected. So as was always my habit when things bother me, I wrote it down. I know sometimes it's hard to love. And God's message was, love anyway. I know sometimes it's hard to forgive. Forgive anyway. I know sometimes it's hard to trust. Trust anyway. I know sometimes it's hard to wait. Wait anyway. Why? Because he needed me to realize that as caught up as I was in being in Bible school, as caught up as I was running my business, as caught up as I was going around the different areas and avenues of my lives, I wasn't depending on him as I should. And he allowed me to get to that point so that I'd be quiet and still enough to hear him. As he said, just believe in me. Everything else will work out. Just believe in me. I'm the one who loves you most. I'm the one who died for you. Just even meet me halfway and you'll see how you're going to be able to trust. You're going to be able to forgive. You're going to be able to wait. And what the things that have happened in your life won't matter so much anymore because you're going to become a new person in me. He just blew my mind right there. But it's as I walked it out and walked through it that I saw the change happening.
So maybe you've been listening and you're at the place that I was at. The situation might not be the same, but you're feeling like if you're adrift and the more you try, the harder you try, everything is falling apart. You love God, you know God, and you're believing in him. Or you don't know God and you would like to believe in him, but you've tried everything else. Why don't you just take this moment, just stop and just ask him to forgive you of all the times that you took him for granted, of all the times you blamed him for stuff in your life that had nothing to do with him but the choices that you made, and just ask him to come into your heart right now. And once you do that, life won't change around, but the way you deal with how it is going to change. So thanks again for listening, guys. And I hope my story was encouraging for someone. And if you would like to talk more, please reach out. My email is upliftingsongaday@gmail.com. I will reply. Take care. So glad you were able to join me for this episode of An Uplifting Song Each Week. I'll see you next week, and God bless.